Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
50th episode special. 50th episode special.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this extra special episode of the UK Tech Weekly Podcast, your 7-day guide to the world of things with plugs and circuit boards and stuff.
50th episode special.
The UK Tech Weekly Podcast is an infotainment party from the editors of PC Advisor, Techworld, Macworld UK and Computerworld UK. You can find us every Friday on Acast, on SoundCloud, on iTunes and more, bringing you no more than, in this case, 50 minutes of informed and uninformed tech chat on the hot tech topics of the past 7 days. Henry, I'd like you to open the bottle of the finest champagne as we celebrate our... So, as we may have mentioned already in this introduction, today's episode is an extra special event for us here at UK Tech Towers, as it is our 50th episode, and to mark the occasion we have drink, friends and tolerable colleagues, as well as some very special guests. I'm Matt Egan, Editorial Director of IDG UK, and in today's 50th episode special, we are going to mix things up by playing for the first annual 50th episode special trophy. Here's the trophy. It looks as good as it sounds. And we are aiming today to crown the UK's top tech pod man, pod woman, or pod person of non-specific pod gender. We'll have 3 rounds of 4 questions based on things we've discussed over the past 49 episodes. Points will be awarded arbitrarily for correct and incorrect answers, for punditry fighting talk and shameless blagging. Forfeits will be awarded for arbitrary reasons and will consist of drinking the wonderful champagne that we are enjoying right now and none of the terrible free PR booze that we just scraped up from around the office. After 3 rounds, the top 2 contestants will then pay off for the prestigious and beautiful 50th episode special trophy, which again I have here in front of me. So, without any further ado, let's meet the contestants. First up, we have a man who's appeared in 27 of our first 50 podcasts and has sound engineered or edited 43 of those historic 50 recordings. He likes ale and beards and DJing, but most of all, he loves chatting tech. It's Chris Martin, but not that Chris Martin or that Chris Martin, this Chris Martin. Round of applause for Chris, please.
Hello. Woo!
Next, we have the first lady of the pod. She's appeared in 19 of the first 50 podcasts, being sober on up to 17 of those occasions. She is the swearingest podder, with a mighty 24 rude words under her belt in these episodes, including 3 shits and a fuck. Hold to your hats, people. It's Charlotte G.
Hey.
Charlotte, woo! We now move on to the reigning rookie of the month, the man who made his debut only in episode 46, but who has quickly gained cult status, attracting literally no adverse comments in 2 appearances, a pod record. Give it up for Dominic the Pod Preston. Finally, on today's historic pod, a man whose smooth delivery and expert crisis management have seen him host the pod on 5 occasions, appearing on a further 10 episodes. His golden voice musings have seen him compared to a young Diddy David Jensen, and to appear here today, he has given up a lucrative gig helming the mid-morning show on BBC West Midlands local radio. We are very grateful to welcome Henry Burrell. Henry claps himself. How's everyone doing today?
Yeah,
should we pass the...
Yeah.
I'll serve myself first.
Are we comfortable with the concept of chat quizzing? Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy with the idea that this is the 50th episode special. I don't know if that's been
mentioned. This feels like something.
I was a bit unsure.
I feel like I'm going to have to sign something in a minute.
This is one way to fill the 10 minutes we promised extra.
Okay. As we're passing around the champagne, we'll just take a brief pause for breath, and then we'll get straight into round one. 50th episode special. Before we get down to business, I'd just like to introduce our first special guest. He's someone who couldn't be with us today, but he left us this really quite lovely message.
Hello, I'm Ray Winston. When I'm not gambling with the lads or lying by a swimming pool wearing unfeasibly tiny swimming shorts and being abused by Gandhi or appearing in the film Scum, I love to listen to the guys chat about tech. Shut it, you slags.
Amazing. Amazing. The actual Ray Winston.
How kind.
Leaving a message.
I'm honoured.
Amazing. So, I mean, you know, don't feel any pressure, but that's the kind of level to which we need to appear in this 50th episode special. Okay, round one. Going to start with you, Henry Burrell.
Yeah.
In episode 7, you told us all about the future for BlackBerry. Taking that in mind, which company other than BlackBerry has a really bleak future?
Well, at the moment, it looks like IDG. if anyone has been listening to this podcast. I was thinking about phones because we deal mainly in phones, me and Chris and Dom in particular. I'd say maybe HTC and Sony have a lot of work to do. Recent handsets, like HTC has done a recent handset that doesn't have a headphone jack. It costs more than Samsung's flagship phone. Seems like a strange thing for a company like them to do. You can't just copy what Apple does and get away with it, basically. Different rules apply. Sony needs to do a little bit more to excite customers at the moment, but it hasn't done anything stupid recently, but it has just lost a lot of money. Just this morning, they announced something like a $900 million loss.
That's probably not good for anybody, I would imagine.
No. But then I thought I'd open it up slightly if anyone wants to chime in. My curveball is that Uber has a bit of a bleak future. I don't think Uber will last beyond some years.
Why?
I just think people will get over the fact that they can order a taxi so quickly on their phone and will just be like, this is a little bit shit and it's really expensive.
I think probably the thing that could do it for Uber is the fact that they've never been profitable, and if they can't make money in time for it, I mean, the people that are going to mess up Uber are probably Uber themselves potentially.
But also, what's Uber got that no one else can copy? Because I was thinking about, you know, like in London, Addison Lee were kind of the sort of pre-Uber Uber, and they were somewhat different to a minicab company, and now they've got an app and stuff like that. Yeah. It's not quite the same thing.
Yeah,
but
it's probably the amount of people they've got signed up, I guess. But yeah, I think it's interesting.
Strong answer, Henry. Yeah. Let's see if Charlotte can top it. Charlotte, way back in episode 1, you told us about the London mayoral candidates and their plans for tech. Yeah. Do any politicians understand tech, and if so, who?
Not many of them, but there are some exceptions. Tom Watson knows a bit about tech. He's an avid gamer.
Ska music as well.
There we go. Great, great lad. Chion Wara, also another Labour MP. She's fairly decent. A man called Julian Hupper, who's not an MP anymore, but used to be, Lib Dem. He lost. He was one of the losers of the Lib Dem cull. Sounds a bit extreme. There's also someone called Robert Halfen, because I thought I'd put a Tory in there to make it balanced.
Very nice.
And he's got some ideas about digital tools to make democracy better. So, yeah. There are some, but yeah, most of them have no idea.
We could at least agree that almost all politicians have no idea about anything to do with tech.
Yes, or indeed anything to do with anything, you could say, based on recent scenes.
Ed Miliband's got a pretty strong Twitter game recently, actually.
To
be fair to him.
He's kind of hot at the moment.
Before he got elected, and then he stood in front of those literal promises on that tablet.
The gravestone.
Ed Stone.
Not gravestone.
Boris Johnson was at the launch of 4G.
Yes.
When that got switched on, as it were, in London. But that doesn't really count for much, does it?
Do you think he knew what it was?
Someone actually asked him what it was, and his answer was pretty shocking. Like, no. Someone just told me to come here and stand.
Probably
and
thought
breathe.
It was the G8.
Probably. So yeah, not really. No, I mean, which would be funny, but then they also
control
stuff like the Investigatory Powers Bill makes it a bit worrying.
Yeah.
But then Trump, I mean, does he understand?
Well, he wants to stuff like him not even using computers.
His 10-year-old son does.
Okay, well, that's good then. Have you ever actually looked at his 10-year-old son while his dad is speaking?
He's very like, world weary.
He's going to need so much therapy.
Trump is using, against the Secret Service's wishes, a Samsung Galaxy S3 to tweet from.
Good
when
grief.
He's not using his current phone, which has been set up by the Secret Service, it's nuts.
Sad.
Tremendously sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also many members of his administration are using personal email addresses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
Irony.
Yes. Although weirdly, they did a poll of Trump voters, and they didn't mind him using a private email server. They didn't mind that as an idea, which I think sort
so
of
maybe
shows.
The question should have been: do any voters understand tech?
Yeah. I was going to say, are we actually all morons? Yes, we are.
Chris Martin, we've mentioned Samsung's fiery phones on pretty much every pod, but who or what in tech, in your view, deserves to go down in flames?
The Galaxy Note 7 is the obvious answer.
Unfortunately, it has been going down.
Other things that have been exploding include HP laptops recently. They've recalled a load of batteries because they're dangerous, which is fun. But my joke answer is the Amazon Fire TV because it's got the word fire in it.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Put a lot of thought
but that's
that,
actually
Chris.
A good product, so...
Yeah.
Don't you want to win
you
the
just
trophy,
looked up
Chris?
What has fire in it. Yeah. And yeah. Said that.
Yeah, I just
fire
didn't.
In Google.
Yeah, I was actually just doing work before this. I didn't.
Sure.
I wasn't.
Okay, this is work.
Drones are rubbish. Drones should go down in flames.
Yeah.
Drones ruined my time in the park. They are too expensive. They don't do anything. Sorry, Jim.
Well, they're not really a thing either, are they? I mean, like, they're basically just remote control airplanes.
Yeah. Drones are annoying, annoying on a personal level. My other half got bought a drone for Christmas, and it's got a camera on it, and it likes to just go around the house.
So aren't drones bad?
It's quite annoying.
Don't drones normally search and destroy? It's
normalising
a bad word.
Is it, I can't remember what they're called. The drones, the ones that kill...
Drones.
No, but there's like, there's, I don't know, a particular type
drone
of
drone. Missiles?
Maybe. I mean, the brand name. Death drones.
Death drones, yeah.
Yeah, those.
See, death for them, Matt. That's the answer.
Bad drones.
Okay, good. I like that. I mean, I can get on board with that. Dominic Preston, in episode 49, you told us about the launch of Resident Evil 7. What's the most evil company, person, or thing in tech?
I mean, I felt kind of spoilt for choice here. I really struggled.
Nice easy question to ease you in.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, you could sort of go old school and think Microsoft. Everyone used to enjoy talking about how evil Microsoft were. You've got Foxconn and just about every company that's used Foxconn to build things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People who work there
people
throw
just
themselves
dying off. For the sake of iPhones. That's pretty evil.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm sort of leaning towards Amazon, though, who have just got such a terrible track record on all of their employee rights and things like that. And they are just kind of trying to take over the world a little bit, is how it feels.
Yeah.
Don't pay tax. Contribute anything, even in... I mean, they make products, but they don't really contribute anything in terms of moving tech on or anything like that.
They're not very nice to their staff in their fulfillment centres, ironically named.
Well, even at the top end, like, lots of... people who've worked, you know, very close to the top of Amazon sort of rave about what they learned and what a great career experience it was, but also talk about how terrible it was and how they're expected to work 70, 80-hour weeks and the pay isn't amazing.
So Amazon.
Good answer. Okay, well, I think that was an interesting experiment of a first round. let's quickly check on the scores before we move on. Looking down at the scorometer, Charlotte and Dominic have 4 points, Chris has 3 points, and Henry has leapt out into a lead with 7 points.
Knew it.
Take a short break to digest that, and we'll be back for round two.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
50th episode special.
Round two. Actually, before we start round two, we've got another special guest who wanted to call in and wish us all good luck for this episode. So here's his message.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. How are you? This is Bono. Congratulations to the UK Tech Weekly podcast on reaching 50 episodes and world hunger.
And world hunger.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Wow.
Wow.
Inspiring stuff.
Bono's got a really convincing Irish accent, it turns out.
Lovely little message at the end there about ending world hunger, which I think we can...
Very nice, yeah.
All getting bored in. Okay, let's go on for round two. Dominic Preston, in episode 46, you told us about Rogue One. Who, in your view, is the roguest one in the tech?
Strong, very strong.
Yeah, very strong.
There's only one name I kept coming back to, really, which was Elon Musk.
He's a rogue.
Whatever you think about him, he's just a bit nuts, and he does pretty nuts things. I mean, this is a guy who sat in traffic thinking, this is a pain, I hate sitting in my car, why don't I spend millions of dollars buying a giant tunnel boring machine and dig a series of underground tunnels through Los Angeles so that I can get to work quicker?
Hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think many other tech billionaires have had that thought and then actually followed through on it, bought a giant tunnel boring machine and started to dig a series of giant tunnels underneath Los Angeles so they can get to work quicker.
Yeah. Wants to get to space.
Yeah, space, Mars, electric cars, electric jets, AI.
Batteries. The really exciting.
Being the roguest one is also kind of parallel with being the richest one as well. Mm.
It does help a bit, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, lots of people have probably had all those silly ideas, but just not been able to execute.
Fly down a tube to San Francisco in half an hour. But
yeah.
But he doesn't always react in the way you would expect necessarily. He's something of an outlier in that kind of hippie tech billionaires community.
I still think his name is some secret anagram for something.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah,
we should think about that.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Good shout, I think. Moving on, Charlotte. In episode 43, you explained to us all that the government planned to ban sexting.
Oh yeah.
What in tech would you like to ban?
I don't really like banning things unless it's entirely necessary. But I would ban manuals, aka all male panels. Because there are too many of them. And generally, relatively... thankfully not as common as I suspect they used to be. But yeah, I still find it quite weird that no one's noticed that, where they're like, oh, wait a minute, we're all dudes. But anyway, also a lot of kind of cliches around tech conferences. So I think fireside interviews I would probably ban, because they're really irritating. And... often quite self-congratulatory about how tech's making everything better when it probably is actually making things a bit worse. I get rid of all of that.
Very grateful that you're here for several reasons, but certainly the fact that you change the gender balance.
Anytime.
We certainly wouldn't want to be pale, male and stale.
No.
Chris Martin, in episode 39, you spoke with great eloquence about Microsoft Teams taking on Slack. Who's the best team in tech?
Definitely Mario and Luigi. I kind of stole that off Henry, actually. But
you're right.
Just because they're legendary plumber bros. They get the job done.
Yep.
And even though Mario keeps letting Peach keeps getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't sorted that out.
I mean, you say they get the job done, but how much plumbing do they actually do?
A lot.
I mean, how often do they get the job done?
And out of pipes a bit like Elon Musk wants to.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where
eventually.
He got the idea.
I've always been worried about how they bill as well. If there's like a £120 call-out charge and then it's £120 for each hour. And
it's going to get pretty pricey.
Yeah. They faff around a lot.
They do, yeah.
There's also quite a funny tweet. Somebody replied to a tweet that asked, what's your controversial gaming opinion?
Yeah.
And the reply was that Luigi is Mario's son.
It's
quite funny.
Yeah, I like that.
Insights into the domestic arrangements of the... Now, hang on. What's the naming of them? Because they're called Luigi and Mario, but they're the Mario brothers.
Yeah, so
is he
Mario,
Mario
is their
Mario?
Surname. Yeah, they're Luigi Mario
His name is
and
Mario
Mario.
Mario.
What?
Like, well, it's canonical.
Neville, that was Gary and Phil Neville's dad. Double
yeah.
name.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew someone once called Chumley.
That wasn't
no,
a nickname.
No, I seriously did.
I
went to private school for 2 years.
Who's
people like that.
Whose middle name was Dickon, because his first name was Thomas and his last name was Harrison.
Okay.
So he was called Tom Dickon Harrison.
That's brilliant.
And he hated it.
Yeah.
He had a copy of the, I think it was a Sun or the Mirror from when he was born, because he'd been in it because of his name. But it was just like, yeah, funny joke, parents, 20 years ago.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a quiz. Henry Burrell.
Oh.
Also in episode 43, you told us about Sky's plans to take over the living room. But which tech giant would you most like to take home to meet your parents in the living room?
Ah, okay. Well, I actually thought about this in terms of a non-romantic engagement. And I thought about sort of the people in tech who I'd actually want my parents to meet.
Huh.
I reckon I'd probably take Zuckerberg, just because I think it's probably the only one they would have heard of. And they would actually get something out of meeting someone they'd heard of. And a social network that my dad cringingly uses. But then I thought probably if I wanted to really upset the dinner table, I'd probably bring Larry Ellison, because he's such
oh,
a nutter.
God.
And we'd all have a horrible time, but it would make for a lifetime of good stories.
Mm.
He'd probably pay for some stuff, you would think.
Yeah, you'd hope, probably.
He would.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you invited him around for dinner, he would probably bring his own dinner that was somehow better than your dinner.
Yeah, and just, I can't think of specifics, but some of the things I read him saying, it's if you could have him for one evening and get rid of him, I think that'd be fine.
Mm. I think he'd be entertaining, at least.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Turn up in a big old yacht.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's happened, but I quite want to get Steve Ballmer and Johnny Ive in a room.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Yeah. Mm. They must have been together.
I guess so, but just on their own.
Yeah, they don't strike you as people who would have that much to talk about.
No.
Yeah.
You just have Steve Ballmer going crazy and Johnny Ive just sitting really quietly.
Yeah.
I'd far rather go for a pint with Ballmer.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't take Ive into my parents' house.
No.
Have a field day with the design.
But he also needs to get out of that white box that he just lives in.
Very true, very true.
Okay, moving on then. At the end of round two, going into the final round. So this is pretty tense, guys, and I'm not sure you're taking it entirely as seriously. The scores are, both Chris and Dominic have 8 points, but Charlotte and Henry have 10 points each. It's all to play for as we go into round three.
Episode special.
So as we head towards round three and finding out who's going to be in the final, we've just got one more special message from a very special guest who couldn't be here today but wanted to let us know he was thinking of us.
Hi, this is Tony Blair. Call me Tony. I think I speak for all of us when I say, in all sincerity, that the UK Tech Weekly podcast is very much... the people podcast. The podcast of our hearts.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The,
wow.
The pull of this show.
Wow.
Charlotte G, we've heard about loads of mergers and acquisitions in the past 50 episodes, but who should buy what and why?
Okay, quite a common complaint about UK startups is that they grow and then they just get bought by American companies rather than kind of embedding here. Also, the other one is that they buy startups and then they don't know what to do with them. So, for example, I mean, Fitbit bought Pebble and then discontinued it, which I'm still really angry about.
Yeah, they're going to have to fill in smartwatch, though.
So I'm going to say no one should buy anyone and they should just be happy with their lot.
That's not
just,
how it works.
Just for a year, maybe.
Conspicuous consumption.
I'm also worried that, you know, if I answer this, I might be devaluing the consultancy fee that they should all be paying me for giving them advice, which I'm sure they would... do.
Strong. So your answer to who should buy what and why is no one should buy anything.
No.
Okay.
Is it close-minded of me to think, though, that a lot of these young companies, that's exactly what they want to do?
Yes, it is. It is. But it is. No, you're right.
I'm right or I'm close-minded?
No, you're right. Because I think, unfortunately, a lot of startups, what I'd like to see more of, potentially, is rather than kind of targeting VCs and kind of very rapid growth and acquisition, just sort of maybe grow a bit more slowly, sustainably.
It's a whole industry in and of itself, isn't it? I mean, we know in our own world, there are plenty of publications that will never make money, but their only intention is to get sufficiently big that they're bought by an AOL or someone like that.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people who've made an absolute fortune several times over by just coming up with concepts and then selling them. And everybody knows what's happening in that whole process. Yeah. They're just all trying to get to the next level to sell on.
Yeah.
And there's no intrinsic value in that.
Yeah, so I think it's just weird. You know, everyone just chill do nothing for a bit.
Or just make something that's valuable.
Yeah, maybe. Make something that actually fixes things that people really care about.
How we can say that sitting around this table and not explode into fire is somewhat concerning.
Yeah, true.
But it's a good answer. Henry, in episode 25, you told us all about a free update to Windows 10. What in tech should be free and why?
There's two ways of looking at it. I think a lot of tech already is free, or at least it's cleverly twisted, so we perceive it to be free. So stuff like instant messaging services and email, it's all actually free, isn't it? And the way that you're sold a subsidized phone contract, now all your calls are free, your texts are free. I mean, it's not actually free.
If it's free, you're the product, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And you're still paying for something. You've never just like I know like Mark Zuckerberg is saying, quite rightly, I think as well, that in maybe developing countries, internet access should be a commodity and it should be free.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how you would do that without the end user actually paying for something in the end. But I think it depends what you actually perceive tech to be. TVs and phones will never be free. But I think services will continue to evolve to be perceived as free, which is a very boring answer. obviously, we should all just get free phones every month in the post.
Mm.
But we won't.
We kind of do.
The wider we.
Yeah. Three is doing quite a good initiative where they're getting people's old smartphones and giving them to like homeless people stuff like that. And they're giving them like 3 month SIM cards with free, you know, data and calls and stuff, so that they can look for jobs and stuff.
That's quite cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Because otherwise these things just go into landfill, don't they? And you know, the other good path is when they go to the developing world. Because if we discussed previously, the internet is coming to people who haven't previously been on the internet. It's not coming through a pipe into your house. It's over the air, which is another way that it could potentially be, if not free, heavily subsidised.
Yeah.
If you think about the amount of money that countries like China are investing in Africa, it's peanuts for them, Huawei, to build network infrastructure that means everyone can hook onto it. Anyway,
give a point.
I'm winning. Dominic Preston, you are the newest and freshest member of the UK Tech Weekly team. But what's the oldest piece of tech that you still use?
I was struggling with this a bit. I mean, there's not that much, you know, day-to-day usage. You know, I sort of think of, well, my phone's only a few months old. Headphones are pretty recent, you know, my PC is a few years old, but it's had a few upgrades over the line. I was trying to think about the kind of stuff I actually do use, and games consoles were the kind of the oldest stuff I do still every now and then dust off and actually have a go on. So like, you know, I've got an assortment of old Game Boys dating back to the very first one. I've got GameCube and the Wii and a few other old home consoles like that. I think it's just because they're the kind of thing, you know, you can get an experience on them that you can't get on the new stuff. You know, if I want to go play a GameCube game, I have to get the GameCube out. Whereas if you go any other tech, like, it will just get replaced.
Yeah.
I'd never go and dust off my old computer because I want to have that nostalgia kick of, you know, browsing the internet much more slowly.
Yeah. I've been saying a bit like that recently. I've not gone full blown and gone back to my like tape Walkman, but I have started using my iPod Shuffle again.
Oh, nice. Yeah, like, it had so much storage. Yeah. You could never fill. Like,
I like the tactility of it. I mean, I do like streaming services and stuff, but like the other day had bad Wi-Fi and I couldn't even listen to like any music on my iPhone, which was just so annoying.
Yeah.
So I dug it out and I've been using it like at the gym.
Yeah.
It's really good and it will never break.
I did this recently. I dusted off my old laptop, because I remember that I had so much music on there that although I can listen to streaming stuff, I feel like I've sort of forgotten some of the music I used to like.
It's a different way of acquiring and listening to. I bought two iPod Classics a few years ago because they're no longer made.
Yeah,
it's exactly that. You know, they're 16 gigs each. It's very difficult to 32 gig, in fact. It's very difficult to fill them. Yeah, it's one of those pieces of tech that just works really well. Mm. The only problem now is I find like the soundbar I've got that's compatible with it isn't compatible with anything else. it'd be great if it could also, like, because I've got Spotify, if it could also stream, but it can't. So I end up having two speakers in every room.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I plugged some headphones into the Shuffle that I got recently, and they just doesn't work because they've got like an inline remote, so I just can't work it out.
Right.
But it doesn't really matter.
Cool. Good old tech answer. Christopher Martin. Back in episode 22, you told us all about Pokemon Go. Remember that?
some people still play.
What's big in tech now that won't be as big in 50 episodes' time?
Definitely not this podcast. There we go. I think kind of agreeing with Henry's answer from earlier, drones, I think... people won't be fussed about drones. They're amazing on a professional level. I mean, like, you can't really watch TV without seeing some good drone shots.
Mm-hmm.
When it's quite obvious that it's a drone because it's like, well, there's no other way of getting those visuals. Possibly also smartwatches. I think, like, they're getting a bit boring. Android Wear 2 is coming out soon, but I don't think it's going to exactly boost sales that much. I mean, Apple will probably... do another version, but there's not much you can do with them to make them more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the what we call semi-smart watches, which are kind of analog watches with smart features, and there'll probably be a few more of those, but again, I don't think anybody's really looking for them.
I think the fitness watches as well, there's probably a bit more in that, but they're not the same thing because they're not. You might not wear it all the time. I'm thinking of myself, which is completely, maybe my usage is unique, but I have a GPS watch that has some smart features and it's good when I go running and cycling and stuff, but I'm not going to wear it all the time because I like to wear, to your point, a nice watch.
Mm.
It's kind of a product that was created by companies because they wanted a new product for people to buy.
I find the whole quantified self thing a bit weird, as people like to call it.
Yeah,
I've actually started. I've gone into reverse. I've unquantified myself.
Yeah,
I've
stopped. You can know too much about yourself, can't you?
I've just deleted all of those functions off my watch because
now
I have no idea when I go jogging how far I've gone for. But I just chill out and look around.
Well, there's something in that. I mean, like,
don't think about
cause
it
because I run every day. But if like I'm doing a half marathon in March,
yeah.
So I will sometimes measure how fast I'm going and how far I'm going, but not others. Because, you know, you want to, at that point when you're trying to perform or improve, you want to. But it's impossible
if you're
to
not, if you're not if you're not training something specific.
So you just measure failure and depress yourself. And
I did that a few weeks ago. I went on a run outside, really enjoyed it. And I measured it on my watch and I was like, oh, I smashed it. I was really tired because I'm quite unfit. And I got home and I was like, 2.8 miles. Fuck's sake.
It just
ruins your motivation to go out and do it again.
And also it can get a bit, I don't know, I want to be able to look around at what's around me and nature and stuff. I don't want to constantly be looking at my...
Yeah.
I say that what's around me can sometimes be sort of, don't know, someone weeing in the bushes.
Yeah, I'm reviewing a smartwatch at the moment, which I'm wearing right now. And I was sitting on the sofa last night watching The Sopranos, enjoying myself.
Oh, you did actually do that.
I did, and it buzzed and it said... get up, you've been sitting down for too long.
Get up, you fat bastard.
What a twat.
Yeah. So,
But I mean, like, the more traditional and pure form of the quantified self is measuring yourself all the time, weighing yourself all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And that way, madness lies.
It does.
And that, like, we've got digital scales in our bathroom, and it's just insane because if I do step on them, it's going to measure, and it knows that it's me because of my phone, and it's going to send me how heavy I am. And the thing is, that's going to fluctuate anyway.
You just use a mirror. The mirror can tell you if you're fat, and it can tell you if you're ugly.
Just putting your trousers on.
You don't need
tech.
Do your trousers?
Just put some trousers on.
I think then you're probably a bit overweight.
Just put some trousers on. It's excellent advice.
That's got to be worth a few points.
Almost every circumstance. Well, you mentioned points.
Just put your trousers on.
Is that why everyone has a mirror by their front door? Is that the actual reason?
Just so they can check their
to make sure
they
put trousers on. I've never forgotten to put my trousers on. I have... I have once brought a bag of rubbish all the way from my house to the office.
Oh. In your bag?
No, actually, in my hand. Just really? Did it. Yeah, walked to the station, got on the train.
Was this soon after some kind of baby had arrived?
No, it was before. It was before.
Oh, right. You've got no excuse for that. Okay.
And also, there was the other time when, which wasn't the same thing, but when a mouse. When my cat deposited a mouse in my bag. Oh. And I opened my bag on the station and a mouse came out.
Wow.
Oh, it was alive.
Oh, God.
Yeah. A mirror wouldn't have solved that one, but but the bin thing.
Yeah, the bin would have.
But there isn't any tech to detect that you mark. No. What?
Detect how many rubbish bags you're holding.
Mice you have in your bag.
Yeah. Somebody once pranked my mate by putting an entire chicken carcass into his work bag.
Oh, that's me.
When he got to the office, he was like, what's this? Everyone in the office thought he was a complete psycho.
That's mean. And that smells.
Yeah, that could have gone badly wrong, because if he'd not used that bag that day.
Yeah. A few days old chicken carcass.
This is what we need, anti-pranking tech.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned points, Chris.
Yeah,
I'm definitely lost.
I don't think there's enough tension in the room.
We have another round.
I'm feeling
right?
pretty tense.
There's the special final round, but to qualify for the special final round, only the top two go through.
Oh my God, sudden death.
So, in no particular order, but worst to best, Chris Martin, you got 14 points.
Whatever.
Excellent. Dominic Preston also got 14 points.
Well.
Charlotte G got 15 points and makes the final. Henry Burrell got 16 points.
Whoa.
And is also in the final as the winner of the first bit of the show.
I can just edit this to say I won.
Yeah.
Chris won. So I'll give everyone a few seconds to gather themselves before we go into the final round.
Was it to plead for their lives?
Yeah.
It is the final round. And I've lied to you a little bit because there is one more special guest. You're probably not going to believe this, but we did manage to get Her Majesty the Queen.
No.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Our Jubilee podcast.
To send us a special message. So please all be upstanding for the Queen.
What is the UK Tech Weekly podcast?
There you go, Her Majesty the Queen. So majestic.
Yeah.
So majestic.
She's also Polish by the sound of it.
Matt did actually play that trumpet piece in his office this morning.
On the trumpet?
We recorded it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had such hidden talents.
The Queen's listening, guys. Come on, bit of decorum.
Sorry.
To decide who goes home with the trophy, we have a very simple challenge. Henry, you got the most points, so you get to go second. You have no choice over this matter.
Brilliant.
Charlotte, in a moment, I will make a statement that you haven't heard in advance, and you have 20 seconds to respond to that statement.
No.
Are you ready?
No.
I need to get ready to measure 20 seconds.
Okay.
Which we can't do without technology. You're wearing a watch. Oh,
yeah. Not a smartwatch. Doesn't count time.
Charlotte, are you ready?
Okay.
You have 20 seconds to respond to the following statement. I, Charlotte G, should be the UK's tech pod man, pod woman, or person of non-specific pod gender because...
Because I have sworn the most and managed to do an entire podcast while possibly still slightly inebriated from my birthday the night before, which I think deserves... some recognition, because it's a tough thing to do.
It's a strong answer, but I think it's beatable. Henry Burrell, you have 20 seconds to respond to the following statements.
Okay.
Charlotte G should not be the UK's top tech pod man, pod woman, or person, non-specific pod gender, because...
I think the true meaning of the Tech Weekly podcast, which I'm sure Ray and all the other special guests will agree with, is that our unity is our strength. The real winner here is tech. But if there has to be a winner, I think the weird chrome sort of pot would look best on my mantelpiece.
Excellent answer also. So I have to remain what's the word? Neutral in this. So,
completely impartial.
I'm going to throw to Chris and Dominic. Feel free to collaborate on this. but you get to decide who takes home the. It's bronze, by the way, Henry.
Oh, sorry.
Who takes home the bronze jug of glory that is the UK's top tech pod man, pod woman, or person non specific pod gender trophy?
Charlotte did just say she didn't want it.
No, no, I didn't.
That's going to cost you.
Not wanting it is no qualification for not winning it.
Being forced to take it.
Well, I don't know. I kind of want to abstain, but...
you've got to pick a side. Don't worry, I won't be
offended. For evil to happen, all that needs to happen is...
For good men to do nothing. Yeah, Chris. Mm. Are you suggesting that evil might happen, depending on which one of us wins this?
It's a real possibility.
Yeah, the wrong person winning the UK's top tech... pod man, pod woman, or person non-specific pod gender would be...
Who are you more scared of, me or Henry?
I think, well, I sit next to Henry and I quite want the jug, so if he wins it and puts it on his desk, I might be able to steal it.
Okay.
Good.
Which is also evil.
Yeah, there's logic to that.
That's a fair point, but on the other hand, if you're really keen for that jug, Charlotte clearly does not want the jug. So you could, there's definitely scope to strike some sort of deal here.
There we go. Thanks, Dominic.
Okay, guys, who's voting for Henry? Who's voting for Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm going to go Charlotte.
Two votes for Charlotte. Therefore, I am able to announce exclusively that the 2017 50th episode UK's top tech pod man, pod woman, or person of non-specific pod gender is Charlotte G. Charlotte, here's the trophy.
Thank you very much. Woo! I will be doing my Usain Bolt celebration in a second.
Have you got any thoughts on your victory, Charlotte?
It's so shiny. Thank you so much.
Keep it to the trophy.
Yeah.
Thank you, listener, for listening to this
50th
edition of the UK Tech Weekly Podcast. Do get in touch to let us know your thoughts and opinions. You can tweet us at UK Tech Podcast or email editor@idg.co.uk. We will be back next week, probably, with a normal service of informed opinion on the hottest topics in tech. Until then, you can find us on Acast, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and all the other places from which you source podcasts. Until next week, thank you very much to my contestants, and please say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.